David, I'm just looking out the window. It's clouded over for about the first time in 10 days. Maybe not just as warm in the city as it has been, but it'll be warm again this afternoon. Sadly, people are leaving their dogs in cars on very hot days. And there had been a suggestion that some people had been breaking windows to give the dog air. The police are emphasising that is against the law. It is against the law to break the window of a car just because you think the dog is too hot inside it. Now, there may be exceptional circumstances. The police would, of course, investigate the damaging of any car window. However, people who leave a dog unattended in a fully closed car, they're idiots, aren't they?
They are, Frank. They have no thought for the animal because not even on a day like today, but a day it's just, you know, a little bit clouded over even. They will put dogs in cars, they will close it up, they'll walk off into a shop, and the temperature in the car will soar. I mean, we've all experienced it coming back out of a shop to a car that's been sitting for 10 or 15 minutes. You open the door and there's just a wave of heat and knocks you off your feet nearly.
How does a dog cope with that sort of heat? Is it more difficult than a human?
Absolutely. First of all, it's got a coat on it, which it can't cast off. And also, its way of dispersing heat is by panting. They can't really withstand it for any long period of time. So I agree, by the way, with the police that that's good advice. Do not, your first resort is not a hammer. That's the last resort. Your first resort is to actually take the registration mark off the car and the number where it is and notify the police. Because nowadays, few people are out and about who can't be contacted. And get them back to the car and get it sorted.
I was talking about this to a friend of mine this morning, and she was saying that she was outside a supermarket not that long ago where a woman came back out to a car where three people had arrived at her car before her and were all trying to cajole the dog, which seemed to be in distress inside a furnace of a car. And when she came back out, she gave off to them for looking into the car and said, it's none of your business. Now, she could hardly sit on the upholstery when she got into the car, and the dog was in distress. That's incredibly thoughtless.
It is, yes, absolutely. I mean, even people think that they'll leave a window open an inch and that'll do the trick. The dog will be all right. Stick its nose out the window. Forget it. The temperature still goes up to within a few degrees maximum. And really, people should not be taking dogs out in cars and leaving them in cars on days like today.
So if you're taking your dog with you, you should have it on a lead.
Absolutely,
walk it wherever you're going. And if you're heading to shopping centres that don't welcome dogs, the dog should be in a run at home.
At home, absolutely. If you take a dog out even with you, bring water as well, so that if you're taking the dog in and out of the car, that at least you can have a drink at various points along the way. But don't leave a dog in a car in those circumstances. It's just, you're asking for trouble. Can you imagine the heartbreak going home and telling the kids that their puppy has perished in the back seat of the car because of your negligence?
It's a horrible death too. I suppose the message goes out to any of us who would keep a dog in a conservatory when we're at work. They're like a hothouse today too.
Strangely enough, yes. We've had reports of that as well. The most recent one I had was a couple of days ago of a car in a shopping centre with a dog obviously locked in the boot. Oh. So somebody thought they'd be taking it out of the passenger compartment and putting it in the boot and save it. They were sadly mistaken.
And did the dog die?
No, the police got there and got the owner there and got the car, the dog released.
You sometimes think the people who have dogs maybe haven't enough brain capacity to be entitled to look after an animal if they do that.
Yeah. Frankie, can be cruel to an animal through ignorance, just as people can be cruel to animals deliberately. And if, you know, you should have enough wit not to leave mammals, dogs, cats even, in cars on hot days. Would you do it to a child? You know, ask yourself that question. Would you go into the shopping centre and leave your child in a hot car for an hour?
It is. It's a good way of thinking about it, because people do give consideration, of course, to their children quite rightly, and sometimes completely forget the duty they have to properly look after a little animal.
Also, Frank, they're breaking the law and they're leaving themselves liable to prosecution. If an animal is in suffering and you're causing it to be in suffering, you're committing a crime. Now, whether you say, "Oh, well, I just didn't know, I didn't realise, didn't think," doesn't matter. The crime.
Good advice, David, and I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you, Frank. Okay.
David Wilson from the USPCA there, probably alerting us all to the dangers of keeping our animals in enclosed or hot spaces.